How are you? Welcome to this weekend's Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. It's Mentor Moment time, and today your mentor is Angus Short, the co-founder of Food Marble. There's two really important lessons here I want you to take away from today. Number one is from Angus, and it's the importance of being scrappy, the importance of acting with speed. His first prototype was a cardboard box, and he now has one of the most advanced food tech products in the entire world. But there's a reason here I want to share this with you. He was building an immensely hard technical product, but he started with literally a cardboard box. There's no excuse for us not to start, no matter what the project is. Remove that excuse of I'll start when. And also from me, you'll hear the audio is a little bit echoey. You'll hear road noise in the back. It's not the crispy, clean studio audio you're used to. That's because I was scrappy. This was episode 125. I was traveling around with one mic in my backpack, connecting it into my laptop, and I was recording wherever the guest was. This was in a boardroom, as far as I can remember, on Merrion Square. You'll hear loads of cars zipping around in the background, and that shows you also the importance of just getting on with it. Getting on with it and putting out episodes and whatever you're doing in your business, or if you're starting your business, the importance of just get moving. That's all that matters. Today, your mentor is Angus Short from Food Marble. If you want to go back and listen to the whole episode, it's episode 125.
I'm building much more than a podcast with the Entrepreneur Experiment, and I have a very clear vision of what I'm trying to achieve. One of those goals was to get involved in funding Irish businesses, and I've just achieved that goal. I've joined the Quintus Capital team as a special advisor to the EIIS Innovation Fund. I spent the last couple of years getting to know the team, learning about the industry, and the time has come to join forces. The EIIS Innovation Fund has invested in several of the podcast guests you know and love already, such as Matthew and Katie from Squid and Peggy and Crowley of Brown Wellbeing, which has made the decision to join the fund a really, really simple one. EIIS Tax Relief provides significant tax refunds to investors who back Irish SMEs. However, the main issue with EIS is finding the right companies to invest in. This is where the EIS Innovation Fund comes in. It has an experienced management team to allocate your capital. They're now raising capital for November and December to deploy in 2024. If you are interested in becoming an investor, please visit EIIS.fund, so EIIS.fund, or download a copy of the online brochure in the show notes. Ever find yourself jumping from task to task? Sudden eureka moments at the weirdest hours, and you forget little details? Does that sound familiar? That might be ADHD, and ADHD Now are here to help. Their experienced clinical professionals conduct video consultations at your schedule and help you manage and understand these symptoms, turning them into your unique assets. Visit adhdnow.ie/fox and use the code FOX10 at checkout for 10% discount on your initial consultation and full assessment.
I've got a massive ambition for this podcast. I want to make this the number one business podcast in the world. If I'm going to do that, I've got to be world-class on every single level. And that includes having a world-class studio, which I now have at iconic offices, The Green Room. It's an incredible space. I first recorded here with my live pod back in June, and I loved it. And get this, it's publicly bookable. That means you can go online and book it right now. As I said, it's called The Green Room. It's a private cinema and screening room. That means it's perfect to wow a client with a pitch, host a private screening, or do what I do, record a podcast here. So, as I record here, and as you know, I'm a member of Iconic Offices, I've got the team at Iconic Offices to hook us up with a number of exclusive complimentary office trials and discounts for my audience for booking this exact space. No catches. Simply go to the web link in the description, grab the offer that works best for you. Thanks, Iconic Offices.
How do you even start with something like that? Like, because it's maybe just describe exactly what it is for people that aren't familiar with it, and then tell me how you actually started developing it.
Yeah, so it's a small device. It's about the size of it's hard to compare, but like if people know like a tin of mints or something like that. So it's kind of a small device, a little bigger than a box of matches. You breathe into it, and it's measuring hydrogen levels in your breath. And there's some other parameters it's measuring, but fundamentally it's measuring how well the food you've eaten recently is being digested. So like the food that's traveling through your gut at that time. So yeah, like the first thing that happened was really, okay, I could see there was potential with this technology. You know, I just started prototyping. It was kind of like, I don't even know why I did it. Like looking back, I mean, it's sort of quite a challenging thing to make. And, you know, like I kind of embarked on doing it and like I literally just had a circuit board with some components on it and just having Grace, my wife, just like breathe onto the circuit board and starting to see the readings coming out. And like, it kind of went through like a ton of generations actually. And I had it like in a little box, like this cute little cardboard box I had fashioned around this circuit board. And so she was able to use it on the go, and I could see it was working well. And I'm like, okay, this is a cool thing. Let's do something here.
I love how scrappy that is, because it's such a complex thing to build, but you built it using a cardboard box and a circuit board. I love that, because they're the stories that you want to hear, because I think people look at a lot of companies probably like yours and go, oh, what a cool thing. I could never do that. But like, you literally started with a circuit board and a cardboard box.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then it was really just about, you know, getting a team together. And I was lucky to be able to connect up with some of my co-founders, and we got onto a program. So it's an accelerator program based out in China called Hacks.
How do you go from there to here to there?
Yeah. So I just saw that this accelerator program for devices. So if you're making a health device or whatever type of device you're making, they're accepting applications. And I knew like this is quite a big deal. And they accept less than 5% of people who apply. And so it was always going to be a long shot, but we applied, and actually, there was an Irish guy there's a couple of Irish people associated with Hacks. And so got to speak to some of those guys, and, you know, we put in the application. It was just like a 2-minute video was the application. Wow. And they liked it. And yeah, we, you know, literally a month later, I think we were in China. So it was...
How long was that for?
So... the program officially 4 months. We spent a bit longer over there, but it was incredible, because, you know, I would say every month you were there was worth probably 3 months of development back in Ireland. So it was incredible.
What did you do? What was the program consist of?
So a lot of it was prototyping, speaking to design experts, speaking to different types of engineering experts who could help, manufacturing experts. Taking tours of factories that you could get the device made in, a lot of peer support, because this was like 20 teams or so from all around the world, really interesting people, making everything from, I mean, there was a table tennis playing robot, there was a disaster recovery robot as well. So this thing that could kind of walk around, after some sort of terrible accident. There was a bunch of interest, like there was sort of self-adjusting headphones that would adjust to your hearing profile. So it's really cool things going. So like going into that atmosphere, you just had to step up your game, and, you know, around these incredible people. And it's just a great start to what you're trying to do.
That sounds like such an unbelievable experience. So to be surrounded by people like that in an environment like that, the home of kind of great manufacturing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think it makes it so much easier when A, you've got a group of people you're working with, like the co-founding team, and then B, just, you know, being in an ecosystem where you can flourish.
There's a lot to be said for environment, positive environment. We spoke about it before we went on air, in terms of who you surround yourself with and how they impact you is huge. At what stage was this in your journey?
That was 2016. Like we founded, founding the company and buying flights and,
Oh, it was that early. Okay.
Yeah. So this is at the very start.
Right.
And so, yeah, they gave us a bit of money, like $100,000 or something like that. But $100,000 in a, and a kind of a combination health tech, medical device, data, artificial intelligence startup that doesn't get you very far. I think we were like, wow, we were paying ourselves like, I don't know, something like $10 a day or something like that. It was very minimal. But it's funny, in China, that could get you quite far where we were based. So, that was very early. That was basically the start.
And what did you come out of that then, with a prototype, or what happened at the end of the program?
Yeah, we had a much more advanced prototype. So we had something that we could go to manufacturers with and just figure out how to get it made. I mean, like, the for anyone who's working on a device or is thinking about working on a device, like, that stage is like really hard. Like it's, you know, it's hard enough to get to a stage where you have what you might call a gold prototype, which is like what you actually want, like, works like, looks like it, you know, but getting from there to something where it's manufacturable, manufacturable at a reasonable cost, is just much harder than you could ever imagine. So that was really difficult.
And how did you get past that hurdle?
So we had to rely a lot on, the most valuable thing for us is we just found a contract manufacturer who had incredible expertise, and we like, it was very difficult because we bounced between two or three of them. We started with, you know, quite an advanced quite a large factory that would produce probably produce some of the products that people would be familiar with, they did a robotic vacuum cleaner, the Roomba.
Yeah.
But they were way too big for us. Mm-hmm. And like, if anyone's doing this and they're kind of having to select a contract manufacturer, the main advice I'd give is to try and find the most specialist factory that's as close as possible. Like, they've manufactured as similar as possible to you products. So, like, you don't want to get some big general manufacturer. You want to find somebody who's made something as close as possible to what you're doing. And for us, there's really only a handful of factories, you know, in the world that would have been applicable. They're not necessarily big factories, but they understand breath and they understand these sort of devices very well.
When you say contract manufacturer, for anyone that's not familiar with that, what is that?
Yeah, so that's where you would get another company to actually do the manufacturing. So, I mean, I guess, certainly for devices, for these sort of medical devices or consumer tech devices, it's very rare for somebody to manufacture their own device. Mm. A risky thing to do, because it's, to manufacture at the standard where the defect rate is near zero, that takes many years and you're much better off a big focus we have is, you know, don't try and innovate in every possible way. So you focus on what you have, where you have a speciality, where you have some special insight. I mean, don't try and, reinvent the wheel everywhere. That's too hard.
Especially when you're creating something brand new from scratch. You're creating something that's never been done before.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If you enjoyed that episode, as I said, go back. It's episode 125, and that's Angus Short, the co-founder of Food Marvel. I'll see you back here in a couple of days for a brand new Idea Lab.